Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. It is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne on the roof. The roof is on fire. Hour number three. I'm live and in person here on USA Radio Network. Lindell TV is over for the night, but I'm here on USA Radio. My great friend Steve Kirsch has put out the Kirsch Challenge, which I want to read you. Show me the data showing the unvaccinated are worse off. This is my personal version of the bucket challenge, he says, but my challenge is based on data skills rather than physical skills. Can you complete the challenge? So he says, overall, about 25% of adult Americans are unvaccinated. I didn't know it was that low. I think he's wrong. I believe about 40% of America is unvaccinated, about 60% is vaccinated. But he says 25% of adult, well, I guess that could be right. Adult Americans are unvaccinated, and it's even higher for kids who are not attending university, where they are required to be vaccinated. You know, do you realize almost every college kid in America, he's telling the truth, is required to be vaccinated? Thank God my kid, you know, my son Hudson does not go to a or he just graduated, but he did not go to a university where they made him get a vaccine, so he's unvaxxed. But every college kid in America, at every normal university, minus maybe 20 in the whole country, is vaccinated, which means you're wiping out an entire generation of kids. Wow. But he says, I'm guessing well over 50% of the kids under 16 are unvaccinated. This is a very large control group, which enables the challenge to be won even with fairly modest data set sizes. Winning the challenge is easy, he says. All you have to do is show us the data proving that the unvaccinated are experiencing any symptom that is associated with the COVID vaccine injured at an equal to or higher rate than the overall percentage of the population. So he's saying all you have to do is show that the unvaccinated are experiencing any symptom that's associated with the COVID vaccine injured, meaning heart attack, stroke, blood clot, death, shingles, neurological, infertility. Oh, and then, I'm reading off the top of my head, but he lists them. Symptoms include deaths, heart attacks, strokes, bleeding of the brain, dropping dead on camera. This is what he's listing. Steve Kirsch, myocarditis, functional neurological disease, Bell's palsy, where half your face is frozen, Guillain-Barré syndrome, same thing, sudden death, stiff person syndrome. Ah, so he knows about Celine Dion. Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, like Justin Bieber, or any of the other over 100 symptoms listed in the symptom columns of the survey, which are symptoms associated with the vaccine injury. For example, you simply show me that 25% or more of the adults who died suddenly in the second half of 2021 or in all of 2022 are unvaccinated, and you win. You don't have to show it in the full population or even a full year. Any random subset that is large and random will enable you to win. The news headlines of 2022 are the data from a large hospital chain where the COVID vax status is reliably known. So if you work at the CDC, FDA, or NIH, I'm sure you'll have all the data you need to win. It should be super easy. But he's mocking them because he knows nobody's going to come forward because there is no article anywhere in the world, there is no data anywhere in the world, there is no proof anywhere in the world that unvaccinated people are having heart attacks at a high level compared to vaccinated or dying at the same level as the vaccinated. There is nothing. No one's ever going to prove it. No one's ever going to even try because they know they'll look like fools. There's not one doctor in America. There's not one scientist at the CDC. There's not one political expert at the FDA. None of them will ever take Steve Kirsch up on this challenge. He didn't inspire me or motivate me. I was coming up with this on my own. I think I mentioned it on the air before, but if not, I've mentioned it to a lot of my friends. I'm about to write a column in the next week or two that's going to be the Wayne Root Challenge. He did the Steve Kirsch Challenge. I'm going to do the Wayne Root Vaccine Challenge. And that is, if the vaccines really work, if everything's okay and there's no problem, then why wouldn't you take me up on this? All the top executives of Big Pharma and all the executives and officials at the CDC and the FDA and the AMA and the NIH, National Institute of Health, AMA being American Medical Institute, FDA being the Food and Drug Administration, CDC being the Center for Disease and Health, Centers of Disease and Health, all of them, and all the big pharma executives in particular, and all the politicians, all of you that have pushed the vaccine and are still pushing the vaccine and are pushing the vaccine for kids, I challenge you to take a lie detector test. I just want to ask you three simple questions. Number one, well, actually, I'll ask you four simple questions. Number one, did you see the pretrial results? Did you notice the death and the injuries in the pretrial results, and why'd you cover it up? So there's two questions right there. So maybe it's five questions. And number two is, did you take the vaccine? I can't wait to watch the needle spin on that one. Did you personally take the vaccine that you're recommending to everybody else? Then comes number four would be, did you allow your wife to take the vaccine? Your spouse? Your significant other? And then the fifth and last question would be, did you allow your kids to take the vaccine? Those are my five questions. Did you see the pretrial results? Why are you hiding them? Why can't the world see them? Why did you try to freeze them for 75 years? And then just a simple yes or no. Did you take the vaccine? Did your spouse take the vaccine? Did your kids take the vaccine? Because my gut tells me these people are not brainwashed like the average person is. These people were doing the brainwashing. And it would be the absolute death blow to all of them to show that they didn't take the vaccine, or they didn't let their wife take the vaccine, and they didn't let their kids take the vaccine, while they're telling you that it's perfectly safe and you take the vaccine. I guarantee you nobody will take me up on the challenge. Just like there won't be one person to win the Kirsch challenge. He's a rich guy. He'll offer $1 million. Nobody will take him up on the challenge. Because there is not one stat or one piece of data or one fact anywhere in the world that will show that unvaccinated people have high rates of heart attack, strokes, and all the other... Oh, he didn't mention cancer. He should have mentioned cancer. Terrible rates of cancer among the vaccinated. And death. And you can't show that in the unvaccinated population because it doesn't exist. And I'm going to ask you, I just want to know if all the big shots that are recommending the vaccine took the vaccine, because I don't believe any of them did. Or very few of them did. I mean, I know there's some that must have drank the Kool-Aid. For instance, there's an African-American woman. I'm just describing her that way because it's just the picture of her. She's black. There's a black woman who was on the FDA or CDC advisory board. I think FDA advisory board. And she voted for to add the COVID vaccine to all the kids at school. That you can't go to school without getting the COVID vaccine. She voted for that. That just happened a month ago, and she died. Suddenly in her sleep. Died. Boom. Dead. So she obviously took the vaccine. She's that ignorant that she actually believed the liars. But I don't believe anyone working at Big Pharma took the vaccine. And I know they didn't let their wives take the vaccine. And I know they didn't let their kids take the vaccine. So that's the Wayne Root Challenge, and that's the Steve Kirsch Challenge. Some other news you need to know. Twitter. You know, a lot of good things are happening at Twitter. Because of Elon Musk. But the old owner, Jack Dorsey, I think is turning out to be not that bad a guy, because dramatic revelations are coming out, and this guy is now suggesting the most recent evidence there's something yet to be uncovered came at a peculiar request from Twitter's founder, Jack Dorsey, to its new CEO, Elon Musk. Dorsey suggested, instead of releasing a limited number of internal documents over a period of weeks, It would be better to release all of them now. If the goal is transparency to build trust, why not release everything without filter and let people judge for themselves, including all the discussions around current and future actions? Make everything public now, Dorsey tweeted Wednesday. There's got to be a massive revelation, and he wants it to come out. I don't know why he'd want it to come out, but he does. Maybe Dorsey's not that bad. Maybe the people around him were terrible. He was like a hostage. And he's glad Elon took over, and now he's got the freedom to make requests like this to prove that all the people under him were terrible people that were trying to destroy conservatives, including me. And by the way, I have another Wayne Root challenge. I dare you to release all the internal emails regarding Wayne Allyn. I want to know what government official told Twitter to ban Wayne Allyn for life. And I was banned on the same day as the Gateway Pundit, who publishes so many of my columns. So many of my commentaries. It's just interesting. We were both banned on the same day. And I would like to know, you know, who asked for the ban of Wayne Root? Was it the FBI? Was it Merrick Garland, the DOJ? Was it possibly the Attorney General of the United States? Was it the head of the FBI? Was it one of the top FBI lawyers like James Baker? Was it a Biden administration official? Was it Obama? My old college classmate at Columbia who hates me and sicked the IRS on me and tried to destroy me when he was president? Who gave the order to Twitter to fire Wayne Allyn Root? That's what I want to know. That's my other challenge. And by the way, I've told you on this show, I believe we're headed into a terrible recession. And the latest news out, crude oil crushed as jobs data signals imminent U.S. recession. Imminent U.S. recession. Jobless claims way up. And they're pointing to a recession. And then another article, housing recession has arrived. 270,000 mortgages that were obtained in 2022, meaning this year, are already underwater. That's a major metric. They just gave them the loan to buy their house this year, and they're already losing their house. We're in for a very rough 2023. And by the way, not just economically, but with the flu. Why? Because all the people who got the vaccine have destroyed their immune systems, and they're all going to be sick, and a lot of them are going to die. Sad to say. Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war.
And if you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
Hi,
this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Lister Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Paid for by...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Roots on Fire. Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I just want to mention something real quick, because sometimes when something is so idiotic, you have to make sure you get it in, right? Democrat Representative Debbie Dingell, who only got her job because her husband died as a United States congressman, and she filled in for him, and in a 100% Democrat district, they elected the widow. Democrat Representative Dingell says Joe Biden doesn't need to go to the border because he's seen the photos. You can't make it up. Joe Biden on Tuesday spoke to reporters before boarding Air Force One. He was headed to Phoenix, Arizona, and Peter Ducey of Fox News asked Joe Biden, why you go to a border state like Arizona for a photo op, but you're not visiting the actual border? And Biden said, why go to a border state and not visit the border? And Biden actually said, there's more important things going on. There's more important things going on than a border that is open, that is lawless, that is destroying our entire nation, that has let in millions and millions of people. Millions. I think it's, is it 6 million now? In just 2 years of the Biden administration, I think it's 6 million illegals have been let into this country. And they're all going to be future voters. And they're all on welfare, and they've all got free lawyers, and they've all got free Obama phones. Maybe now they're called Biden phones. I don't know. And they're all getting food stamps, and they're all getting everything free a human being can get. They've all got kids. Kids are in school. The bill's on you. They don't speak English, so they need English as a second language translator, which costs, I don't know, $120,000 a year to stick each one of those in a classroom. And then the whole classroom gets left behind. Your children get left behind. White and black children or legal Latino children are in the classroom. They speak perfect English. Every time the teacher says something, they got to be translated. They got to stop and translate it and wait for the other person who doesn't speak English to hear the meaning of the words and the sentences. So your kids are being left behind. So, you know, the border's no big deal. You know, I got more important things to do, he says. And she says, well, why should he go there? He's seen pictures of it. Can you imagine if Republicans said things like this? Keep in mind, Herschel Walker was not the most brilliant candidate we've ever had, which doesn't mean anything because lots of people have been elected to Senate and Congress who are not that smart. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is so dumb she couldn't spell cat if I spotted her the C and the A. She's a former bartender from 3 years ago. And by the way, I have great respect for bartenders. I find most bartenders to be smart people. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is no U.S. senator, and she's no brilliant bartender either. Okay? She probably couldn't even make change. She is completely lost. She is not intelligent. Lots of non-intelligent people have been elected to office who are not like brain surgeons from Harvard. So Herschel Walker is a football player, and he's not a brain surgeon from Harvard. That's the argument of liberals. He's dumb. They made fun of him. Well, let me tell you something. Representative Dingell makes Herschel Walker look like a brain surgeon. John Fetterman makes them both look like brain surgeons, and he just got elected to the U.S. Senate. What a country we live in. What a country. It's unbelievable. Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my energy, my vitality, my perfect health for decades. Let me say one more thing. Okay, when it pops in my mind, I got to say it. Herschel Walker may not be a brain surgeon. He may not be an intellectual. He may not be Harvard material. But if he was going to vote against open borders and secure the border, and he was going to vote against green energy that's bankrupting us all and will wipe out the middle class, and he was going to vote against vaccine mandates or ever locking us down again, then and he was going to vote to cut the budget and cut the deficit and cut the debt and cut the taxes, I'll take Herschel Walker all day long. All day long. I don't need intelligence or brilliance or Ivy League intellectualism. I need someone who's going to cut my taxes so I can do business. Back to Global Healing. And I need vitamins. I got to have vitamins. None of this show is possible without my energy. I'm not a hit for 7 years without energy. I'm not on TV on two different shows without energy. And vitamins are what give me my energy. Global Healing is a vitamin company. It's our newest sponsor. They were founded in 1998 by Dr. Edward Group. He's one of President Trump's health advisors. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind. It's called Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp says all disease begins in the gut. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. That's what Oxy Powder does. It gently cleanses your gut with oxygen to get rid of all your toxins. So go to globalhealing.com/war. Globalhealing.com/war for Wayne Allyn Root. That's the website when you add the /war that gets you the 15% discount on every single vitamin they've got. Plus Dr. Krupp's emergency immune strengthening guide, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Great stuff. I just did a video with Dr. Edward Group, and it was all about all the things that he believes, if you have taken the vaccine, can mitigate the side effects of the vaccine and help to clean some of that toxicity out of your body and help you to keep healthy after getting that vaccine, mitigate the side effects. You want to go to his website, globalhealing.com/war. He's got products just for you if you've been vaccinated. Globalhealing.com/war. Wayne Allyn Root, we'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Marine Paul Whelan was not included in the prisoner swap between the United States and Russia that led to the release of imprisoned basketball star Brittany Griner. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says they will continue working to bring Whelan home.
Despite our efforts, the Russian government has not yet been willing to end his wrongful detention. They continue to insist on sham charges of espionage and are treating Paul's case differently.
A scathing congressional report claims the NFL's Washington Commanders hid decades of sexual misconduct. Thursday, a U.S. House committee released its report that zeroed in on team owner Dan Snyder. The report says Snyder allowed pervasive sexual harassment by team executives of female employees, and he tried to interfere with investigations into the Commanders' toxic workplace culture. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W.,
5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you back with us. The Root's on fire. The Root is on fire. Coming to you from the house The Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots. GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. My wife, Cindy, and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. We get everything. Every household product I use, I get at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Just like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form. Someone will contact you and make it easy for you to sign up, and then you're getting better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at a far-reduced price. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, so we've got our guest with us. Today's guest is with us as we speak, and it's always a great honor to have him on the show. His name is Ben Armstrong. He's the host of the Ben Armstrong Show at TheNewAmerican.com. TheNewAmerican.com. And Ben, it's great to have you back. How are you? Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you. Thanks for having me back on. I really appreciate it.
Well, you and I think very much alike on many topics, and one of them is vaccines. I've been on a vaccine rant lately. I've, you know, I used to probably from 2021 early to maybe 6 months ago or maybe even 4 months ago, I probably devoted a third of my show, sometimes a half of my show, to how deadly and dangerous vaccines were. And then I cut back because, number one, we were headed for the midterms, and the most important issues for the midterms, you know, in my opinion, were inflation, and then, you know, maybe a little bit of crime and crime all over the United States, the education system all over the United States, 87,000 IRS agents. For whatever reason, people, it just doesn't resonate with people. They don't understand what's going on with the vaccines and how they're killing people. So I decided to cut back a little bit on the vaccines. I'd mention them here or there, but my show was about midterms and the issues that matter for the midterms. Now I'm back to vaccines a lot again because the amount of people dying suddenly is so overwhelming in the headlines. Not just dying suddenly, but having strokes and heart attacks, even if they're still alive. Terrible medical episodes after being vaccinated. And in some cases, we don't know for sure if they've been vaccinated. But these were almost all Hollywood people in the headlines. You can guarantee they've been vaccinated. So I wanted to get you on to talk about the fact that, you know, you say major governments have been forced to admit the vaccine is killing and harming millions. Tell everybody exactly what you mean. Which governments have been forced to admit that the vaccine's killing and maiming people?
Well, we've had smaller governments, but the biggest one that I'm looking at is Japan. And Japan is really starting to kick back against the vaccine. And I think the big difference, what people have to realize in America, this will never happen like it could in Japan. And I got my fingers crossed that Japan's going to really start stepping up here because they have pride in their country. America is hated by the globalists around the world, but America is unique because the people who live in America hate America. Whereas in other countries, that's not the case. The globalists within their own countries still have pride a little bit in their own countries. Japan still has pride in this countries. And now that they know that they poisoned their own people, the more it's going to come out in Japan and in the Japanese culture to not just blindly follow America for whether it's financial reasons or they have their own globalists, I'm sure, in Japan. But at some point, because they're not bombarded with Japan is evil from its conception. Look how horrible Japan is. Their universities aren't brainwashing all their kids to just hate themselves and hate their own country. So it's going to be a foreign country because, look, the Department of Justice, the FBI, is so corrupt, they're never going to crack down on any of this stuff. Our government is never going to hold itself responsible. Dr. Fauci will never be put in jail by our own government. But a government like Japan could go after a Dr. Fauci. Now, I know our government wouldn't ship Fauci over there so he could do jail time. But governments are being forced to wake up that America has poisoned the world. America poisoned the entire world. Think about that. And I can't say America is a good country when we have evil people running it. America should be a good country, but it is not, and it's poisoned the whole world. And governments are going to be forced to stand up. I'm hoping India at some point stands up because they have a lot of power and influence. So we need that. And it can't just be, you know, a smaller government, the Netherlands or something. It's got to be people with some clout like Japan or India.
Well, you've also got one of your topics, vaccines, completely exposed on Capitol Hill by top experts. Now, I'm assuming you're talking about the Ron Johnson hearings. Is that correct? The Wisconsin United States Senator.
Yes.
And that's where you're from, right? You're a Wisconsin boy, right?
I am. And that's my senator. It's funny. I interviewed him one time, and I didn't know Ron Johnson very well. And I didn't know if he was a fighter or if he was going to be a rhino. So I was pretty aggressive in my interview with him and challenging him to promise that this was at the time of the Trump-Russia collusion crap. And I was and the Hunter Biden stuff was coming out. And I they were framing Trump for the Ukraine scandal. And I was telling him, are you going – you have the power in the Senate to investigate Hunter and investigate the Bidens. And I just – at the time, didn't know how awesome of a senator Ron Johnson is.
Yes, he turned out to be a great one, a great one.
Yes, he's fantastic. I hope maybe me challenging him helped a little bit. I don't know, but because it seemed like after that moment, man, I was watching him, and I was like, whoa, he stepped up to the plate, and he's one of the best in the country, especially on the vaccine. He is the best. On the vaccine.
He's the only one. I think he's the only senator out there. Rand Paul talks a lot about Fauci. He doesn't like Fauci and the gain of function and also the lockdowns and the masks. But I haven't heard Rand Paul talk a lot about vaccines per se. I know he's against vaccine mandates. But Ron Johnson's the only senator I know of, Ben, that talks about vaccine injuries and vaccine deaths. Am I right about that? Or are there other senators who are willing to use
those? I think you're correct.
Yeah.
I think you're 100% right. I don't know why the other senators don't really talk about it that much. The point is if you haven't checked out what happened during that committee, he brought in all the top experts again that you're used to with, like, Dr. Robert Malone and really Edward Dowd, which I know your audience is familiar with because you've interviewed Edward Dowd on your show.
And Malone many times. All of them.
Okay. So, I mean, he brought in the top guys, and it might be – repeat stuff a little bit for your audience since you're on the ball, but for my audience would understand too. Me and you, we've been on this vaccine stuff, but this is a huge moment because there's tons of people that don't know this stuff. Your audience knows this stuff, but you got to factor in how many people living in Iowa and Nebraska and wherever else that they don't have media that is telling them the truth about this vaccine. So it's really important what Ron Johnson did. And they just presented all the top hardcore facts. And what I did is it's 3 hours long. And so what I did with my show is my show's only 24 minutes long. I condensed and gave the highlights. So but there was so much, I had to do it in two parts. The second part will come out tomorrow. But
so give us some highlights.
Today.
Give us some highlights. Tell us.
Well, some of the main highlights is of course, the VAERS system. They talk about that and how VAERS is showing massive amounts of people dying and having effects, adverse
effects. Terrible side effects and adverse effects, yes.
And I talk about how there's been 1.1 million excess deaths in America alone. 1.1 million. We have tens of millions.
You know what's interesting about that number, 1.1 million? Now, I believe that was extrapolated. I read that on the show in the last week. It's from CDC stats. It shows 1.1 million excess deaths. But if you look at the VAERS report, you'll see about 32,000 deaths. And we Harvard did a study on VAERS a few years back and showed that only 1% ever get reported. So you have to multiply times 100. So if you multiply 32,000 times 100, you know, you're talking about how many deaths?
3.2 million?
3.2 million. Like so when you say 1.1 excess million deaths, it's very possible somewhere between 1 million and 3 million are actually dead from the vaccine. But let's say the lowest figure, 1 million, certainly that's the lowest figure you could quote is dead from the vaccine. The lowest.
100% right. It's the lowest. That's the safest. And that's using their own data. I use the Steve Kirsch. It underreports by a factor of 41, and when you do that, you get 1.2 million.
Right, so, there you go. So if there's 1.1 million excess deaths, according to the CDC, and Steve Kirsch says 1.2 million excess deaths from the vaccine, then the deaths are all from the vaccine, and it's pretty much a bingo bullseye, right?
It is, exactly, because I had the 1.2 million, and then when the excess death data came out from the CDC, and they said 1.1, I said, we already knew this because I calculated the VAERS data. I used to get frustrated at the beginning that people won't calculate the VAERS data. I hate that the people report 30-some thousand deaths.
Right.
I said, that's a sample size. That's not the death.
And by the way, I want you to know, I went to Columbia University, probably the most liberal, stinking university in America, but at least Columbia's researchers from their health department, from their medical school, came up with the fact when they studied VAERS, multiply times 40, or maybe it's like 42. So in other words, that number is the number Kirsch is using. Harvard said multiply times 100. Columbia said multiply times 40. 32,000 times 40 adds up to right about the number we're talking about of excess deaths. So hold on one second. The music's on. I want to keep you for two segments. Lots more to talk to you about. We'll be back with Ben Armstrong. He is the host of the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. He is fantastic, a breath of fresh air, brother from another mother. Great to have him on the show. He broadcasts out of Wisconsin. I broadcast here out of Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root, rootforamerica.com, wayneroot@gmail.com. We'll see you in a second. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allen Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking seven companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, and Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, Wayne on the Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show, USA Radio Network. Show comes to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Engineer Tax Services is the sponsor of this show. Great people, if you own a small business, listen up. Listen up. This is your chance to get tax breaks, tax credits that you've never gotten in your entire life. This is great stuff. You don't want to pay more to Uncle Sam than you have to, do you? Anybody who does is suicidal. You must be nuts. You must be a liberal, and you shouldn't be listening to this show. You're in the wrong place. Who wants to give the government more money than they deserve? This is a legal way to cut your taxes. You don't owe all the money you owe. They are the company, ETS, Engineer Tax Services, that finds advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar multinational corporations, and they apply them to small businesses by working with your accountant. They make it work. And it's been working for 30 years. They've been in business for decades. They're tax attorneys, they're engineers, they're scientists that perform millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular mom-and-pop businesses like yours billions of dollars. Again, working directly with your accountant. You don't have to fire your accountant. It's just that your accountant does your taxes. He or she knows nothing about finding you tax credits that apply to billion-dollar companies for your small business. They don't know how to do it. These guys comb through the the tax code, and they find you the perfect tax credit to apply to your company. So call them today. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and you get a free no-cost analysis. I arrange that for my fans. Free no-cost analysis. So it doesn't cost you a thing. You're taking no chance. 800-236-6519. 800-236-6519. Or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. All right, we're back with Ben Armstrong. And Ben We were talking about vaccines and the fact that there's, you know, right around 1.1 million excess deaths in the United States since the vaccines came out, and that our own math, looking at the VAERS report, shows about 1.1 million excess deaths. So it's a match. It's a match. It's tough to get the CDC to ever admit anything, but we finally got them to admit there's a lot of excess deaths in the United States.
Yes, there is. And with Senator Ron Johnson's committee, I know your audience, so I'm thinking about this, is already educated on stuff. So for a different audience, I might talk about some of the other things that would blow people away, but it's probably stuff your audience already knows. So I'll tell you what happened that I found interesting that I didn't know, so I assume a lot of people didn't know that happened in the committee. And one was about how they're not really looking into, and a doctor was concerned about Dr. Lindsay was her name. And she was concerned about how the vaccine will get into the testicles and that will affect the sperm. And no one's looking into this, that future generations that aren't even born yet could be genetically changed due to this. And she was talking about how there's two different ways. Just putting DNA next to sperm can manipulate the sperm itself, but let alone with the gene structure. You're saying we need more studies on this, but this gene therapy, because the vaccine's not really a vaccine, it's gene therapy, could do massive harm to people that aren't even born yet. And I was thinking, I never even really thought about that, how they're pushing that. And they also had some victims testify that were part of the trials that the drug companies did. And I think it was AstraZeneca trial. A lady was talking about how she's not even listed as one of the victims. And she has some sort of horrible, I forget what it was, neurological disease, but she talked about other victims.
But, Ben, did you hear today that Celine Dion, you know, who's very famous here all over the world, but, I mean, in Vegas, she's the big show in Vegas, and she had to cancel her whole shows for now through the whole 2023 because of a neurological disease that leaves her stiff as a board, which sounds to me a lot like Parkinson's disease. And one of my best friends got triple vaccinated and now has Parkinson's disease. So, you know, again, I'm not Celine's doctor. I'm not trying to say that I know for sure, but I'm pretty darn sure she's triple vaccinated or quadruple vaccinated. She's Canadian. You can't go back and forth to Canada without getting the vaccine for the last 2 years until recently. So I guarantee you she's triple or quadruple vaccinated, and suddenly she's got some horrible neurological disease at the age of 54. So you brought up neurological, so I just thought I'd mention people. Nothing ever hits home with people until they hear a celebrity has it, right? That's the way it is. Even your own mother and father doesn't hit home. But you mentioned, you know, you say someone you know and love has AIDS. You're not sure, you know, 30 years ago now, I'm going back. You weren't sure what the hell to think of it, but then you heard Magic Johnson has HIV. Oh, my God, the whole country went wild. So I just think it's important to bring up celebrity examples of neurological disease after vaccination.
Well, Bieber and his wife, Justin Bieber, that should have done it. I mean, my goodness, he and his wife both came down with horrible side effects just weeks after they both went and got vaccinated.
Yes, and frozen face and stroke. Frozen face for him, stroke for her, yes.
Yeah,
and they're 20s.
And they're both young. And how can people ignore that? It's amazing to me.
But you're right. Bringing up the fact that, you know, it could change your DNA. So when you have a baby, something could be wrong with the baby. But I've heard it's a lot worse than that. Number one, fertility is just destroyed by this vaccine all over the world. So no one's going to have babies. And number two, the babies die. You miscarry inside the womb when the woman's vaccinated. So that's a second bad thing. And the third thing would be if the baby comes out, does the baby have health problems for the rest of their lives? So three very bad things that could come from this vaccine for new babies.
Yes, and they do the statistics and how horrible the stats are up in all those categories. They also show some images of what's happening with people's hearts and the myocarditis and how the spike protein.
No, listen, no surprise to my listeners, yours, right? They've heard this for 2 years. You and I have been on top of it. Ben Armstrong, we got to run. We're up against the news break. Ben Armstrong, the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. Always appreciate you coming on and breaking all the important news. Thank you, Ben. God bless you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.